This is Radio Labour.
Hello, I'm Marc Boulanger. Representatives of public sector unions from around the world came together in Durban, South Africa, November 27th to 30th to plan a global response to the continuing attacks on public services. They participated in the 29th Congress of Public Services International. The PSI is the global union federation, which represents public sector unions at the world level. Its affiliated unions represent 20 million workers around the world. One of those unions is Prospect, the union for professionals in the UK. I talked to the president of Prospect, Alan Gray. I asked him if he had found that the unions at the Congress were facing common problems.
I think it is fairly obvious early on that there's a common attack on public services across the entire globe. The basis for it is the 2008 financial crash, but it's not the justification for it. It's opportunism from the World Bank, from the IMF, to say, well, we've got a financial problem and the solution is let's attack public services. But we know, united in this hall, that is not the solution. The solution is to invest in public services and get growth and get economies working again.
Why is it important for a union such as Prospect to be involved with an international labour organisation like the PSI?
I think it's interesting because it used to be, not that long ago, that the unions from the developed world could be used as benchmarks against which unions in the developing world could say we want to achieve what they achieved. But since 2008, the attacks have been worldwide. So in those days, we were actually showing solidarity to our fledgling unions. Now we are all in this together and we are fighting the same fight. And it's a global attack, so we need a global trade union to fight back.